Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Okay, so let's unpack this first piece. Students are reading about a pretty significant meeting. You've got three major world leaders, China's Xi Jinping, Russia's Vladimir Putin, and India's Narendra Modi, all gathering in Shanghai. The goal was to strengthen the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. That's a big Eurasian security alliance, often seen as a counterweight to NATO and Western influence. Mm-hmm. They condemned some actions by the U.S. and Israel against Iran, but interestingly, didn't really address Russia's war in Ukraine.
Yeah, that's notable.
And a key outcome. Russia and China agreed to push forward with the Power of Siberia 2 pipeline, kind of defying U.S. sanctions.
You know, what's really insightful here, I think, is how this signals this evolving multipolar world. Non-Western powers are actively, you know, shaping their own frameworks. It really highlights these regional blocs becoming more important. Kids spark a great conversation, maybe asking students, why do countries form alliances? And how can those partnerships like this one affect, well, global stability?
That's a great point. Okay, now shifting gears quite a bit. From that big geopolitical stage, we pivot to a story about individual impact, yeah, right in the community. Students are reading about a man named Bill Brown. He's 96, lives in Florida.
Wow, 96.
Yeah, and inspired by his own childhood during the Great Depression. Mm-hmm. You know, the incredibly tough time in the 30s, he started something called the Children's Table. It began small, like 30 years ago, just sharing extra vegetables from his garden.
Just from his garden.
Right. But today, it's a full nonprofit food bank, serves hundreds of families every week, and they even have a bus for deliveries.
That's just incredible. What really stands out is how he turned, you know, personal hardship into this lifelong mission of service. It shows that resilience, that empathy. It could be a good way to ask students, maybe, about a time when someone's kindness really made a difference, either in their life or someone they know. Brings it home, you know.
Definitely. Okay, this next piece is it's quite somber. It highlights a really complex crisis. Students are learning about a devastating landslide in Tirasan, that's in Western Sudan. Estimates are up to 1,000 people were killed.
Oh, that's terrible.
It is. And rescue efforts are just incredibly difficult, not just because of heavy rain and blocked roads, but because there's a 2-year civil war going on.
Right. The conflict complicates everything.
Exactly. It's already displaced 14 million people. So this landslide, on top of everything else, is being called the worst natural disaster in Sudan's recent history.
You see, that really shows the multiplier effect of conflict on disasters. When a community is already unstable, something like a landslide is just exponentially worse. Not just the casualties, but the ability to even respond. It makes you think, when people face these layered disasters, what are the most important ways others can help? Especially when it's so fractured politically.
Yeah, a really tough question. Okay, moving on. It's hard to shift from that, but students are also finding, maybe, a bit of lighter news. They're reading about the kickoff of the NFL's 106th season.
Ah, football season.
Yep. The article covers the Cowboys hosting the Eagles, some key player trades like Micah Parsons moving to the Packers, and predictions for who might be top contenders. And it really highlights how popular the sport is. Tens of millions watching live, hundreds of millions more at home.
You know, what's fascinating about sports like the NFL is how they create this shared identity, a sense of community. Even if it's rivalry, it brings people together. It sort of taps into something basic: competition, teamwork, belonging. It's worth asking students, why are sports such a big deal in so many cultures? What role do they play for you or in your community?
Good question. Next up, we have the quote of the day. Today, it features Zendaya, actress, singer, model. Mm-hmm. And the quote is, never try to be someone else's definition of beautiful. You have to define beautiful for yourself. Students also get a little bio, you know, her rise from Disney, Euphoria, Times 100 Most Influential People.
That's a really powerful quote, isn't it? Especially today with social media and all the external pressures. This idea of defining beauty or even success for yourself. It's about building your own internal compass, really. For students, that could lead to a great chat about self-worth. You know, what does that really mean beyond what other people think?
Yeah, definitely valuable. Okay, finally, students are diving into something huge. That $1.3 billion Powerball jackpot.
Wow, $1.3 billion.
Right. The article explains how to play, but also the odds. They are minuscule. One in 292.2 million.
Basically impossible.
Pretty much. It says you're almost 300 times more likely to be struck by lightning. But still, that massive number draws millions of players.
Well, the allure of that kind of money is undeniable, isn't it? Even knowing the odds. It taps into that desire for security, maybe a bit of fantasy too. It does spark an interesting thought experiment, though. If you did somehow win that kind of money, what's the very first meaningful thing you would do? And why? What does that choice say about your values?
That's a good one to ponder. And well, that wraps up our deep dive into what students are engaging with today in the Juice. We really hope these summaries and maybe some of these discussion points give you valuable insights for conversations, whether it's at home or in the classroom.
Indeed. So thank you for joining us for this deep dive. We encourage you to continue these conversations.
Thanks for listening to this overview of the Juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.